Sometimes great ideas need more than that to be successful. They need structure, alignment, and clarity to succeed, especially across multiple locations. Consistency is critical. Brand tone, social presence, and in-store experience must be aligned. You got to empower your local teams while providing centralized assets and clear frameworks. It might be you in your industry that you're competing with a giant that's just consuming the market. It's not about copying, it's about matching cleverness with your own style. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. You know that phrase, should have gone to Specsavers. Brilliant marketing. Everyone knows it. Everyone says it. And it's been stuck in our brain for years. So why is it so effective? Why? Because it's simple. It's clever. It's memorable. It positions Specsavers as a solution in a few words. No fluff, no overcomplicated campaigns, just one line that resonates, sticks, and drives behavior. So what do you do when you're up against a competitor whose marketing is that strong? Well, first, you don't try to copy them, okay? You've got to match their cleverness with your own style, your own personality, and your own brand. And that's exactly what we're going to do here today. This episode is about how I would market Bailey Nelson to stand out, scale consistently, and take attention away from Specsavers. Now, before I dive into some campaigns, I want you to look at the challenges a multi-location brand like Bailey Nelson faces. Different locations feature different branding, different logos, different colored fit outs, social media inconsistency. Each social media platform and page might be different for each location. It might not be updated regularly, and it might even feature some mixed messaging. Sorry, marketing department, but there is some rogue messaging efforts out there. Local stores are posting, they might be not be sticking to brand guidelines. They have an ambition to compete with Specsavers, but without clear positioning, it's hard to cut through. The first step to solving this challenge is clarity. We've got to define who Bailey Nelson is, what differentiates them, and how each location can deliver a consistent experience while still feeling local and approachable. We can actually learn a lot from Specsavers, so let's just start and break down why their marketing works so well. As we said before, simplicity is key. The should have gone to Specsavers line communicates instantly, memorable storytelling. The humor in their campaign makes them shareable. Yeah, consistency across touch points, no matter where you see them, on the TV, on the socials, any posters, online, ads, or even billboards. It all says the same message. Now, I got to share with you this moment where I was actually driving and I was approaching a billboard, a static billboard, not the digital ones, the actual printed ones that, you know, take a lot of effort to create. And as I approached this billboard, I saw that something wasn't right. Words were actually upside down. But guess what? As I approached it, I could read the words really clearly. And the billboard that was installed upside down said, should have gone to Specsavers. I loved it. It was so good. What else do Specsavers do really well? Positioning. They dominate the affordable, accessible segment and remind everyone of the consequence of not choosing them. I have to share that. That was great. If you've seen any other really cool advertising that Specsavers has put out there, please go ahead and share it in the comments under this reel or under this podcast. I'd love to hear from you because I truly believe that Specsavers advertising is brilliant. So how do you compete with all of that? This is a lot, right? That's a lot. When you're really up against some marketing geniuses, other than finding out where they live and listening to them talk at night, you know, you can take the cleverness, consistency, and memorability of Specsavers campaigns and blend it maybe with some Bailey Nelson premium stylish positioning. You don't copy, you elevate. So now, this is where I ask you, the listener, if you know anyone connected to the Bailey Nelson brand, I want you to share this episode with them, because hopefully I can get in front of their CEO, their head of marketing, and workshop these great ideas. But here's the deal. If I see any of these campaign ideas executed in the market without consulting us, you might be hearing from, you know, another team that we have working for us. So look, everyone that actually tunes in, you, I'm looking after you. If you can see any of these ideas out in the market, please let us know, all right? Now, this is where this all gets fun. I haven't got one idea for Bailey Nelson. No, I've got five. And the team are already going, mate, Marissa, five? Why the hell would you want to share five ideas with them? And I was like, because I can see great opportunity with their brand, with their business and what they're trying to do. And let's go after competing against this big guy, against Specsavers. And here's the first idea. Are you ready? Get your pens out if you're Bailey Nelson CMO. Look forward to meeting you soon. The first idea I've got for you is we could run a Find Your Frame personality quiz. It's an interactive online and in-store quiz to match customers to frames. It engages audiences, builds shareable content, and it can drive some traffic. It's going to collect first-party data without being pushy. Did you like that one? Okay, I've got more. How about style squad challenges? Encouraging customers to post photos wearing their new frames with a branded hashtag. We want to increase engagement on your pages, guys, right? How are we going to do it? Creating user-generated content. Monthly winners can be featured on socials or in store. It's building your community. It's generating authentic content. It's increasing engagement. That's what we want. That's what we want to see. How about this for another marketing campaign? Frames for every occasion. We take our glasses to different events, right? So how about creating some short video content showing how frames fit different lifestyles? Your work, your weekends, your night out, you know? Want to be a different Marissa at all of those different events, and Bailey Nelson can help you with that. It positions them as a lifestyle brand, not just a retailer. Local store staff, influencers can help and create that personal connection. This is one of my favorites, one of my best ideas, I reckon, for them. It's called the Perfect Pair Referral Program. I swear to God, if I see this in market without coming and talking to me about it first, it's going to be trouble. The Perfect Pair Referral Program. What I thought here is rewarding customers who can bring in friends or family with discounts or free lens upgrades. The perfect pair. You see, the pair of glasses, the pair of people, look, you get it. It encourages word of mouth and it builds loyalty. We need to track those referrals per location, and we can reward staff and it can boost motivation. You know, I said that was my favourite idea, but I reckon this one probably is as well. Oh, why are we giving all this away? They could also do some seasonal or event-driven pop-ups. A theme pop-up like a back-to-school style hub. Now, it's more and more kids getting glasses these days. And my son's actually on the verge of potentially requiring some. But he doesn't want any sort of glass. He wants cool ones. So what has been the success of this major brand we talk about all the time, McDonald's? What does their marketing start with? The Happy Meal. We grow up loving a Happy Meal, and as adults we keep eating it. Back to school style hub, we get glasses, our glasses, on kids' faces. And as they grow and continue to need glasses, guess which brand they're going to keep using. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes, and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. So there you have it. Five ideas. Marketing is, you know, about a lot of things. It's about having some great ideas. But let's talk about something else, the principles of execution. To be successful, it's great to have these ideas, but then what? You know what? I'm so confident that I'm giving this information away. Sometimes great ideas need more than that to be successful. They need structure, alignment, and clarity to succeed, especially across multiple locations. You need that brand playbook, a guide for tone, imagery, social posts, and in-store messaging. You got to have your centralized marketing assets, shared libraries for graphics, scripts, and templates, localized flexibility, allow the stores to adapt offers while staying on brand, staff training. You got to teach them why, not just the how. And ensure your staff are brand ambassadors. Feedback loops, customer reviews and orders to ensure messaging translates into experience. Consistent measurement, track both that local and national KPIs to optimize campaigns. And with this framework, each store can execute campaigns confidently, creatively, and consistently. And here are some key takeaways now from this whole episode. Let's wrap it up. Because competing against the giant like Specsavers, and look, it might be you in your industry that you're competing with a giant that's just consuming the market. It's not about copying. They own a phrase. It's about matching cleverness with your own style. Consistency is critical. Brand tone, social presence, and in-store experience must be aligned. You got to empower your local teams while providing centralized assets and clear frameworks. Creative campaigns should be engaging, memorable, and shareable. Staff, they are living your marketing. They breathe the brand to life in every interaction. And marketing a multi-location brand like Bailey Nelson is a mix of strategy, creativity, and alignment. Clever campaigns combined with a strong brand framework and consistent execution will help you compete, scale, and stand out. So if you want help building any of these things I've mentioned, streamlining your campaigns and creating a multi-location marketing that actually delivers, make sure you connect with me. Until then, see you next time. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.